Welcome to Podcast and Chill. We are coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Email podcast at mashabela.co.za if you want to use these studios. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Can you see, Ghost Lady? I finally got my merch.
Yeah, that's some of it.
That is some of it because
that is some of it.
I still wait for my own.
You can't, because when you walk around, people then know that's Ghost Lady.
No, I'm like any other chiller who's just, you know,
then rocking. Talk to you?
Who talk to me?
Like, wait. Events.
It's everyone.
You know the voice she does at events?
Yeah.
They're like, yo, this one was so amazing. That's when I interviewed.
It was great.
She kills me with that event voice. Yes, you. That's the voice at events, because now they'll know once she speaks with the heart.
Oh, wow.
Statakan, ghost lead.
Anyway. Don't put my daddy in this.
Anyway, welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. We got an awesome show for you today. We've got a friend of the show joining us all.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary rapper. One of my favorites, man.
Yes.
Yeah. But before that, it is time to shout it now. Oh. Are you the girl who has a lot going on for herself, works hard, and plays even harder?
Harder.
That sounds like you, huh?
That is me.
Shout It Now believes every girl should be empowered to be able to live their best life. And that's why we have the Mugirl Get Your Life Pack. Ooh. It has everything you need to continue being the girl you want to be, from Jolo Kids to Big Sister Chats and so much more.
I love this initiative.
The package includes free life skills programs to help you manage your relationships in a healthy manner, free non-judgmental sexual health services, guidance on protecting yourself from emotional and physical abuse. Follow at shout-it-now_SA on Instagram, or drop them a WhatsApp on 087-135-8989. That's 087-135-8989 to chat or request a callback. All services are free. Mahala. Take back control with Shout It Now. It's time to choose you.
You.
Let's call Tandeka, who's a Shout It Now content hub agent.
Yeah, we need more information from Tandeka.
Yeah.
I have some questions.
Tandeka. We spoke to 2 weeks ago, Nicholas.
Yes, we did. But people have been inquiring, like, to get proper details.
Shout it now. All right, let me get the number.
Hello?
Hey, Tandeka, how are you, love?
Hey, Tandeka.
I'm good, how are you?
Great, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Let's get straight into it. Ghost Lady, you got some questions for you.
Yes. Hi, Tandeka, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Ghost Lady?
I'm good.
Ghost Lady, we already asked her that.
Eh?
We already asked her. Because which show are you listening to?
Tandeka,
Make you stop it, man.
Listen, Tandeka, so as a lot of women have been asking to just get more clarity about Shout It Now, and please give us just what is it about, and also just how do they also help the community?
Okay, Shout It Now is an organization that is focused on empowering the young women to live their best life. So basically what we are all about is giving the women the power so that they know how to maneuver through life. So we work within communities by offering HIV testing, behavioral programs.
Mm.
We give PrEP, and guess what, Ghost Lady?
Yes.
Remember the last time we were talking about the stats of pregnancy and everything?
Yeah.
We are now offering contraceptives at our buses.
Oh wow. That is so beautiful.
That's amazing.
And is this for free?
Yes, it is for free.
Wow, all our services amazing, are for free. Guys.
All our services are for free. We even have social workers at the buses that do assist with gender-based violence cases. They are friendly. Our staff is very vibrant. So anybody, any young woman who feels that they want to come to our buses can come through without the fear of being judged, or without the fear of saying, okay, what if those people are uptight? We are very friendly. We are very bubbly. So they must feel free to visit our buses.
Okay. And also, there's a competition that you guys are running. So how do people sign up and tell us about how you, like, what's the competition about?
Okay. The competition is a Get Your Life Pack, Miguel. So you sign up for any of our programs. That's when you automatically get into the competition. You stand a chance of winning a voucher worth 1,500 Rand. That's a pampering voucher.
Okay.
So we are offering this to the young ladies from the ages of 20 to 24 because we believe that Bomo girls, they sleep at 3 a.m. just trying to study because they're trying to get their life. Girls are out there doing things for themselves.
True.
They're sick and tired of waiting. Say, oh, okay, maybe Tepo will get married to me. I'll get a big house. Mm. No. So Bomo girls are working hard. So for them to stand a chance to actually have a day where they'll get pampered and they'll be stress-free for that time and get back to like slaying, flicking after the whole pampering, that's why we're offering them this voucher for them.
And how do they sign up?
They sign up by coming to our buses. They need to visit our buses.
Okay.
But if they don't know where the bus will be, they can just contact us on the number that I'm about to give you guys.
Please do.
The number is 087-135-8989. So when they WhatsApp this number, we will contact them and let them know where the bus will be. We work in Ekuruleni, Tshwane, and in the Northwest. So those are the ladies that can enter the competition, the ones that are within those areas.
Okay, Tandega, also, there's that thing. You focus on the 20 to 24-year-old woman. Why this only? Mm-hmm.
As I said, the 20 to 24-year-old women are out there just trying to get their life. And when you are that young and just trying to focus on your life, and then there is Otepo on the side just trying to hit it raw. So it's that one thing, the one less thing for them to be worried about so that they can focus on getting the bag. Because nobody has time to be pregnant right now. Like,
nobody.
We don't have time to be pregnant right now. They need to focus on getting those degrees, getting those diplomas so that they can get their life in order.
Okay.
Awesome, Tandega. Thank you so much. Great chatting to you.
Thank you, guys.
That is Shout It Now. Follow them. Shout dash it dash now underscore SA. All right. Are you ready to get the show on the road?
Yeah.
Hey.
But no, but before we do,
yeah,
I just saw like now, literally 10 minutes ago,
yeah,
Sims and Gemma. Remember we had on the show?
Yeah.
She just broke up with her baby daddy.
Ah.
Yeah, that's like,
all of that.
Tino Chinyani. Tino Chinyani.
How? What happened?
They broke up. They broke up now. Like, like literally, just she posted.
Dude, that's crazy because I look so happy, bro.
Exactly.
But it's my first time because I didn't follow her.
Yeah.
But I did like since Wednesday, and it's my first time seeing the guy. The guy looks like Tumi Masilela, though.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah.
Like literally, then
I remember. So everyone has a type. Everyone has a type. You attract your type.
But if we could look at Sims Ngema's exes before Dumi, they probably don't look like Dumi.
Who cares about all of them? We're just
What I'm trying to say is she probably does not have a type. She's got one person she madly fell in love with and the tragic happened. And then she dated someone else who looks like that person.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, broke up, man.
Damn. Did she put out a statement of saying why?
She did. No, she didn't say why.
Yeah.
There's a statement, but it does not say why. It's just like, to my lover, to the person that I've adored, we had an amazing time. This experience was amazing. There was
the
a child
to my
involved.
Children.
And we'll always remain friends, and may we be the best co-parents ever. You know what I mean? That's it.
So now that she's single, one again.
Ha.
No, I'm asking.
No.
I'm asking.
Nah, come on. What's I'm going to say too? Then we'll be dual Sims.
7-6-2, Fitz. 7-6-2.
Dual Sims. Gamma. Polyandry, they said.
All right, it's time to check out our friend of the show.
Yeah.
Welcome.
please welcome our friend of the show.
Yeah, MA Double.
MA Double.
Yeah,
MA Double G.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah.
It's Mac G and Maka G.
Sounds like a Zimbabwean name. Maka G.
Yeah, Maka G. Yeah, Maka G. Maka G. Maka G.
Makazi, you call me Makazi. Makazi, Makazi.
Yeah, yeah,
Makazi, Makazi, Makazi. Yeah, Shaili Angoma, Makazi.
Kulepi Kazi. Which Kazi? Which
Pimvin.
Oh, Pimvin.
Yeah, I'm a
Soweto
boy. Yeah, I'm a Soweto boy.
Hey. Yeah.
Soweto stand up.
Yeah. I remember every time I saw Max, it was always that groove and we were wasted, bro. Yo. I don't know if you were drunk or high.
Bit of both.
And we'd always just chill in the corner and have like DMCs, man.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yo, Mugs, why haven't you landed? What's wrong with the career? What's going on, bro? Why haven't you landed, bro?
Yeah.
Why haven't you landed, Vel?
I don't know. Life.
Life?
Yeah, Lala. It's one of those things. It's like, I don't know what it is, you know. That's like, why haven't, it's like, I don't know. Maybe and I like. Okay.
And most local rappers, when they mention their top five,
yes,
you're always there. You're like, you're like players, you know, favorite player kind of vibes.
No,
you know?
Shout out. That's why, like, for me, I would say I'm okay. Obviously, it would be better if obviously you can grow further your career, or whatever. But the love that I get from the people is essentially makes me feel like I landed. I don't feel like I haven't landed. You know, people recognize me. The only thing maybe you could say is that maybe I don't have like brand associations and things like that, you know, because people measure success with such things like, oh, he's with this brand, he's with that brand, so he's really killing it. But I mean, the people show me love every time my music is out. They spin it, you know, they download it. So I'm cool.
But let's be honest, Max, you should have been before AKA and Casper and all those guys. That should have been you, bro. You should have been our biggest superstar of our generation, bro.
Aish, bro.
Based on talent and the music you are making.
Yeah, but to be honest, to be fair, man, I've also been one of the... Actually, now things are coming back to me. Actually, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The thing is, I've actually been one of those unlucky people in the game. Like...
How so?
Like, if you think about my album, the Breakout, when I dropped my album, I was with Lunzan... Ghetto Rav.
Sure.
Hey.
And when my album came out, there was a lot of turmoil. Before everything was fine, it's Keepable Fire, we did everything. But when it was my time, things were falling apart.
Oh, at the label.
Yeah, yeah, at the label, things are falling apart. Even our relationship, Namachita, Yangtola Bongs, everything was just happening at that time, you know? And man, things fell apart. Then obviously, fast forward to life, Cash Time, same thing.
Oh.
I'm about to drop my album, I released Vaye, and Cash Time fell apart. And at that time, I'm like, I got my album, like, okay. And I have, I can only push it with my muscle, and my muscle can only take me so far.
Mm. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I've just, actually, I've been one of the unluckiest dudes, dog. Even Vi, I was so upset, I couldn't even shoot the video, and people love that song, you know, and I just, man.
But everything happens in God's timing, man. I mean, you're still alive. You can still be the superstar that we all wanted you to be.
True stories.
I mean, look at Reason. We were saying the same thing about Reason. Now he's rocking.
Exactly. Yeah. How many years in the game, right?
Yeah. That's why it's always important to kind of like reinvent yourself after some time, you know?
Okay. Mm.
You can't stick on the same thing like for like too long.
Yeah.
Because in that way, you keep the audience like, you know, paying attention and like, okay, what's new? That's why I even like now I started like a new sound that we're doing, this Vital thing. It's like a new sound, you know, blending like, you know, hip hop. It's essentially hip hop, but blended with like, you know, some quiet, but you know, the expensive quiet, not just the normal quiet.
Cheers.
The expensive.
Oh, wow. Cheers.
You know, like highly musical, not just this kupupel. Yeah, so that's the sound like I'm trying to do right now. This was part of my reinvention.
Do you have a label? Which label you have?
Yeah, I have my own label, Purple
Buffalo.
You've got
your own label.
Yeah, I'm under my own imprint now. That's why I figured.
Dope.
I figured so my career has it has suffered because I've been handing it to other people.
Yeah.
So now I realize maybe I should do it myself and just get a team to support my vision. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
So that's like that's my
what do you call this sound? You said Vipo.
Vito.
Oh, Vito.
Yeah, it comes from like vibe too. you know,
vibe
to something to vibe to, that vibe to, but to. Obviously like the borrow from Guaido.
Yes, exactly.
I want to talk about labels, man, because I've done so many interviews. Well, we've done so many interviews where the artists are always crying, like we did one with Zahara and TS, and they're saying, okay, cool. TS owes me money, blah, blah, blah. Having been in the game for so long, right? Having worked under labels and now having your own, do you think there's merit in artists saying this label or this person owes me money?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, if you worked for it and you know, like what you're worth and what you're doing. Hey, man, hey, I saw some crazy things, man, yo, in my career, dude.
Yeah, just like, speak on the mic there.
My bad. I saw some crazy things in my career. I remember one time, actually, I won't say the label, but we pregezad the office. It's like we didn't pregeza, like the office was next to the studio and we were recording all night that time. So about 3x8, 4x8, we decided, man, let's get an office since your pega gwenza gala. We walk into the office, I open people's files, like, we couldn't believe it, boy.
The figures.
We couldn't believe it. The figures. On some, okay, this company received 100,000, but okay, the artist will give them 30, and we'll still take our commission off the 30. You know what I mean? So they will keep like a majority of your money, and you wouldn't know. That's why it's always advisable not to have like management and everything under the label. You have to kind of like, you know, take your management from there, label there, and then your publisher there, because these people will like show you like numbers. Because if it's all under one umbrella, it becomes a problem. They can play you easily. You won't even know. You won't even know. But to go 30,000, you feel that's some nice money.
Yeah,
can't it? It was 100. You just.
But here's
know.
My thing. Here's my thing. I'm starting to have second thoughts about that, because it's business, isn't that how business is?
Yeah, it is. It is, but
you know, like you've got your own label right now, right? Yeah. So the blood and sweat it would take for you to build your label so it becomes prominent, you know, like a Universal or Ambitious, whatever the case may be. Yeah. That's your blood and sweat, right?
Yeah.
So now if I come and I want the same piece that you are getting, that doesn't make business sense.
Yeah, well, there's different situations, Makai. I can't say, you know, there's things where it's like from the beginning, maybe these guys spoke like, okay, ntwana yami yabona mase ngashala into le yaqina ngizokufaka kule company and give you like a 45%. Maybe those were spoken but verbally and they were not written down. Oh, and after a while, the artist is like, no, but this guy, you said,
you agreed.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, yo, but it wasn't on paper.
Okay, so what if the agreement is that, okay, when we make 100K, you're going to get 30? That's the agreement.
Yeah,
then you can't now say.
Then that's fair. Yeah, you can't cry now because you said you wanted the 30%.
Yeah.
You can't cry now.
Because I take it back to radio. I mean, at Prime Media, when I was there, Heifeld was making in a month. And I was getting paid not.
They make that much bread, though?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't go to Heifeld and say, okay, I need well.
No, of course.
No, 50 is ridiculous.
No, but
you
I'm
can
saying
say
it's the same mentality. Same the figures are different, but I can't go to management and say, I'm due, because they make that money from my show. Oh,
yeah. Not all
shows.
Of it. Yeah. That's 0. Whatever, zero. That's the amount you are lifting. You know what I mean? It's a whole thing where everybody is doing lifting. Some people do heavier lifting than others. Yeah. Of course, the chartered accountant will get paid 1 million a month.
You understand?
Right? Yeah. But here's a piece, like in the machinery, a cog, right? And you're going to get paid what you are working for that month.
And what I signed up for.
Yes.
Okay.
But now the problem is when artists have signed up, sorry, Ghosty.
No, no.
When artists have signed up to say, and they've got a contract that says, you will get 50K.
Yes.
And then stinging, now you're getting paid 20K. That's the issue. That's the problem.
No. The issue is that we agree, right? So we don't know we're going to be big.
The entitlement, you mean?
Yeah. We don't know we're going to be big.
Okay.
Don't know the song is going to fucking Jerusalem. Yeah. We're touring all over the world, right?
Yes.
So you agree to 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Then in hindsight, when you find out that the label has been making 1 million or 2 million, you feel you're like you're entitled.
That's not
and,
what
and,
happens.
And you know what you never hear? You'll never hear artists say that I owe the label this much, right? Because a label takes a risk on an artist.
Mm. True.
So they pump in the money for the
resources
the videos, the studio time, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's taking a risk. So as a label, I've spent so much money, and then you become a mugs, it doesn't land, right? Does Max now owe me?
What an asshole.
Like, what a dick, right?
does Max owe me now? Does he owe me?
No, but the thing is, there's many like facets to the whole thing. It's not just like, you know, maybe like the song, but maybe a brand comes along.
Okay.
You know, siyaspana since ukale 10k brand yafikile mfana asispanisana. And then when as a label, we are born into Amiashis, I deserve, you know, a bigger percentage of whatever this campaign will be. No, but then
what
as
do you
a
mean
label,
you deserve? What do you mean you deserve?
Because maybe through my song, they are coming. They're saying, no, we like this guy's song. We want to use it for this. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then the label, because they own like maybe your rights or whatever. And then you can like negotiate with them and
just
say,
the mic.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm always holding mics on stage. Yeah. I don't understand what's going on right now. I'm very like expressive with my hands. So,
yeah, okay.
So I'm always like, you know, yes, I'm talking yeah, and I'm trying to move that thing.
We don't have the mic stand.
It's fine.
Do we? Yeah, let's put the mic stand. Let's use the mic stand so you're comfortable. We'll get a mic stand.
I just think, even in business, just be fair, and then we can have a long relationship. That's why, like,
but business is not fair, guys.
Exactly. What he's saying is,
it's capitalism.
Never been fair. But yeah. Someone has to get screwed. But I just
you don't
to
have
agree.
To step on someone's toes to make money.
How?
What I'm saying is, we can share the stuff. I need to see Sebenza song.
But we are sharing. And you agree to 10K? And we share to 10K.
That's a question I want to ask as well.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you guys went to the offices and you saw the paperwork.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's something that you signed to.
Yeah.
Yes, you got the privilege now to see the papers and see all these big amounts. But what did you sign to?
Exactly.
And signed for a percentage, right? I signed, let's say, for 10%. Let's say I signed for like 10%, right?
Yeah.
So out of 100,000, I'm supposed to get 10,000, right?
Yes.
So were you getting that percentage?
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. And then they don't give you that percentage.
Oh.
And
then
they
say,
That's fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you were getting your 10%, would you be cool?
I'd be cool because that's what I signed for. I'd be like,
So how do they answer?
We do another one or Anyahambag Lilim. You know what I mean?
So how do they alter it? How do you now? What do you see? So is that they lie to you and say we're only gods?
They don't tell you like the whole story.
Half baked.
Okay, so. Yeah, this person came and they said they would like to use you or like book you for a show, goopy. But they say they only have 15,000.
Oh,
are you taking it? Okay, no, that's cool. Okay, we're gonna take our commission on top, like 20%. And again, that time that person paid 40.
You
know what I'm saying? But the label is telling you got 15.
Okay.
So it's greed.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to step on people's toes. Whatever I say, if like you said, if I sign for it and I agree to it, then fine.
Okay.
I'm not saying let's change this thing because now say she's single, my I'm saying it give me 20%. Now on the next deal we can negotiate it. No, I'm not signing the next thing until I get my, you know, like we up this thing or whatnot. But
nice.
Let's agree to one thing. It's not just the label's fault. Sometimes the artists have a part to play.
Yeah, they do. I mean, artists, you know, sometimes I have to say artists, you know, like because artists are artists, they just want to do art. Like the business thing always falls apart or like it takes a back seat. It takes a back seat. That's why they need some managers and someone you can trust, because also managers can clap you. So you need someone who's gonna be like, you know, who's gonna hold your back and like, yo, see, you know what you're not seeing, and like show you things like, hey, I want to, because sometimes contracts are long.
Yeah.
You need someone who's gonna be there, review, read every page, not even those are we just happy, just look at the percentage and you're signing away everything, your rights for everything. You can't do anything after that.
That's crazy. What happened with Klitz Gang?
Klitz Gang, dude. Well, first of all, Pages and Morel left Klitz Gang. Klitz Gang is actually me and Tito. Nah, man, the thing is, yeah, those are our those are my boys. You know, we went to high school together. We practically grew up together. Those are my homies. We just came a time where it's like we were not.
Yeah, let's just put the mic there.
Yeah, we just had different visions for what we were trying to do in the game, and that's fine as friends. That's why we are still friends. It wasn't like a sour breakup or whatnot. The only thing we hated, me and Tito, is that we were told on Twitter like everybody else.
You know what I mean?
We were not hit with a private yo chance. I don't think I want to be part of this situation.
Yeah,
it was more like on Twitter. Yo, Hey, yo, did you see Twitter today? What's happening? Think he left. Oh, he left. COVID. Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing that I would say was like a sour thing. But yeah, other than that, we cool. We cool.
So you're still cool with Tito?
That's my homie.
Yeah.
That's one of my best friends, yo.
Yeah.
That's my homie.
And then who's the other guy? Sean Pages.
Pages.
That's my homie.
Oh, you guys are still cool?
Yeah, we cool.
Nice.
We cool. Everybody's cool with Morel as
Morel,
well.
You know, yeah.
Morel.
Yeah.
We don't speak every day with Morel or every week or every month, but yeah. We cool. You know, it's still love.
And then what about Bongani Fasa? You guys cool?
Nah.
That what?
Nigga can go suck it.
He can go suck it.
Bongani can go suck it.
Wow.
What happened?
What happened?
I almost
went to jail for that guy.
You love
hell, bro.
What?
What happened?
What happened? You guys don't know this story about Lance and like and the equipment and shit. So, okay, what had happened was, so Bongs, we work there, right?
Yeah.
It's your studio, it's your equipment, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
One day, I
this
get
is
a call.
Days,
yeah,
right?
Get off days. Yeah, I get a call. Yeah. Hey, I'm moving. You're moving. Yeah, I'm moving to another spot. Me and Lance, we're fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, moving to another spot. Yeah. Okay, cool. Come and help me take my equipment to the other spot.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Pull up there, take the equipment, go to the other spot. Next thing, when Lance pulls up, he's like, your motherfucker stole my shit.
Oh.
You know? We're like, what?
He made you an accessory.
Yeah, now I'm out there. Dude, I was facing 15 years, dude.
You know?
It was a schedule 5 case because of the price of the equipment.
Sure.
Like schedule 5, dog.
Studio equipment.
I was going to court for like 2 years, boy.
Wow.
Also, like added to the whole music depression. Yeah, you're like, yo, man, I ain't ready to record right now. I'm going to do this shit. I just want to get it over and done with. You know what I mean? And I went to court, and like another thing that like pissed me off, I was okay because we were going through the emotions at the time, you know, like, okay,
yeah.
Going to court, we're doing this thing, we'll try, whatever. We're just praying every time. What pissed me off is that like later on, the homie just started switching up on us. There was three of us, me, this girl, Tessa, and Bongani.
I remember Tessa.
Yeah,
the
Tessa, yeah. It was the three of us who were charged over that. Even though there was more of us, there was other people who picked up, but Lance obviously gunned for us because we were closest to Bongs at the time.
Yeah. Mm. And he wanted you to feel it.
Yeah, he wanted him to feel it.
Yeah.
He was using us for him to feel it. You know what I mean?
Why couldn't Bong just say, no, it's me who was doing the stealing.
That is
and I told
not
them.
Know anything.
That is the whole thing. It's like, now we're going to court and I'm pleading, man. You know how expensive lawyers are?
Yeah.
It's like a civil case. It's not like some, you know, it's like, well, it's not civil. It's
don't
like
worry,
a criminal.
We've got a new lawyer now. Her name is Tanya. She's on the house.
And you're just pleading money every month. And it's like, you know, reprimand after reprimand. You know how this thing goes, you know? And we're going through it and like, I'm there with like tough criminals. You know that jail under
the court.
You meet hours there.
So
I saw a guy get robbed
saying,
there
though?
Quickly by some guys who were like from Sunshine. You know, they were from Sunshine City.
Sunshine City.
Yeah, they came there for a case. Yeah, but they saw these niggas clean. The guy came. Who's on? I'm like, yo, I stepping. I just, yeah, man. Yeah, let a nigga step on the other side.
How did you survive, man?
I was because
you look soft.
First of all. One or two niggas recognized me. He's like, hey, Max. First of all, some other guy thought I was from Malawi. he was like speaking this like Malawi language. I wasn't sure what he was saying to him. Like, sure, tell me. Yeah. And then he's like, man, aren't you from Malawi? No. Wrong person. You know. And then Enya saw me. He's like, yo. Ah, he lets us cool out. Let's say ball. Let's just find a ball on Tuesday. He lets us cool out. It's like, okay, clean. And then I chill with those boys. And guess what they asked me for? I'm from the street of Sponi Siponi phone in. I had to do right by the homies. I whipped out the phone, Google some porn. yo, and they were going crazy. And they were going back to Sun City, you know, those guys that I met. They were cool, yeah, they made me feel all right, you know. But
which category did you show them?
Yeah. What did you Google?
BBW.
What did
you
Of course.
And you haven't spoken to Bong since?
Yeah, man. So, like, after that, obviously it was like a sour situation. I actually because of like how he was handling things, and he was just like starting to be shysty, you know, can't find a homie, no phones, and we got court dates, and we're supposed to coordinate, you know, because we have the same defense, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just not playing ball. Wow. And I was like, you know what? Jesus. The homie's being selfish right now because we're going through the shit because of him.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna handle this my own way. I decided to call Lance directly myself. I spoke to Lance, like, Lance, you know. He's like, yeah, Vele, I didn't want you in this thing, you know. And it was balls, you know. I was like, okay, then why am I here? Why am I still pleading money because of this shit? Okay, I'll speak to the prosecutor on Monday. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. That's how me and Tessa got off the case. And
are
then
you
he
serious?
Like, he fixed his things with Bongs later. But yeah, man, we went through that. So it was like a tough thing to come back from because I felt a little betrayed as a friend. And another thing, because I'm a rapper, right? No snitch, right?
Yeah.
So the time the cops picked us up, so what happened is, Abo Pongs basic allow recording, right? By recorder. So I left like during the thing about 2 because I was tired because we were recording the whole night. I was tired about 2. I went to one of my homies' place, was staying like it was an a Bryanston. Chilling at Bryanston, I'm going to be a Kalomena, you know? So it wasn't like too far. As soon as, and then Abo Pongs were there chilling, doing the thing, recording. And then Abo Pongs around about 6 down, 5, 6 down, you know, they come back from the crib, they come to the crib to where I was. Like, as soon as they get there, Pepsi calls, you know, Oscar's brother, he calls, like, hey, Buffett, hey, man, this kiosk group, it's just a studio, it's going to go span. And then Abo Pongs, you know, because they were working the whole time, and I've been chilling and sleeping and like rested. I'm like, okay, as in, boys, it's fine. Me and Tessa will take the key to those people, and I'll
unzobuya
vi. Yeah.
It's a whole sting. It's a sting operation. Like the cops are out there, AKs.
What do you mean it's a sting? Operation?
It's a sting. That's what I'm saying. It was a Schedule 5K. So they treated us like some top criminals, my nigga. So when we pulled up there to the spot, I'm like, yo, cops coming out of bushes. Ebo laba. Like, hey, guns in my face. What the hell? I'm in flops. It's a movie, dude. Hey, ogo bubongan. No snitch, right?
Yeah.
I don't snitch. I don't know where that homie is. Yeah. I just left him. I'm not ogo bubongan. Me and Tessa, we rather die for this nigga. We hard. Like, yo, we don't know where he is.
Who called the cops? Galawa?
Yeah, I guess
what
so.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So why didn't Bongani come with?
I think Lance found out that we're working at Kalawa.
So
he called the homies like, oh, so is my equipment there or whatever? You know, whatever those little things that Bongs was using, whether it was the laptop or whatever, the mixing desk.
So Bongani, why didn't he come?
I guess I just told you, he just come from there. So he went to the crib to go sleep. So when he went to go sleep, I said, I will take the key back.
Yeah.
I thought he would come because Pepsi called. If it was Coke, he would have come running.
Oh my God.
You know, come right here. I Pepsi. Fuck.
That's heavy, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey,
Damn, bro.
Yeah, we went through that with the homie, you know. And I didn't snitch on him. And, you know, Sema Selini. You know, we hit him up very, you know, when the cops are like taking us to the spot. Hey, Mpanama Khatakfuna. You know, run from there, do something, or hit up Lance. I don't know, do something. But these guys are looking for you. And the cops.
How many days did you spend?
Jail was like 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 days.
You're lucky, man.
Yeah, you're a real rapper. You've been in jail, dog.
Dog!
Now you just need to get shot, dog.
Nah, I'm cool with that. Y'all can keep that.
I was with Bongs maybe like 2 months ago. Neso?
Mm-mm-mm.
He's at a different space, man. Yeah. And I think you guys can mend this shit, man. Because you guys made great music together, bro.
You guys are a perfect combo.
I do, you know.
I think you've matured as well.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes, you know, miss the music. You know?
Yeah.
Because we... And it was like very like organic and like very... Nothing. Like we had some sort of
chemistry.
Synergy. I can't explain. Like he'd be like, yo, Mark, should I beat? Then it'd be like, cause Bones, like his brain is like very fast. So he'll make a beat like 2 minutes and then he's already changing it. And then he'd be like, Mark, go in the booth. That time I haven't written anything. Just freestyle. Then, oh, I like that. Okay, keep it. And then next thing, so keep a look, keep a look, keep a look, since the chorus.
How did You On Fire you know what I mean? Come about?
Oh!
Hey. One of the best pop songs. If we're being for real, if we're being honest,
yo, that song.
What is your verse?
We're on fire. Yeah.
What's his verse?
Goons and platoons. There's some extra room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire.
Shut up, jam. We'll get Because we don't only get bucks, we get bucks.
Okay, I'll give you the two. That.
Yeah, no, so that was like a crazy moment because I'll tell you something. When we recorded Fire, I didn't remember shit until the next day. That's how fucked we were.
Sure.
So like, when we did it, and at that time, like, there was no mic stand. Best recorder, like, Shelly Pants in my killer. Like, and people are like this in the room. I'm like, shh, shh, shh. Can't move a plate. You can't. Shh, 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 shh. So we out there, we're drinking. We're drinking ASAP Shire. You know, Les pulls up. Boom, boom. I would do this record. I don't even remember because we used to like freestyle records. We used to write them quickly. You know, we wrote it quickly. Boom, I remember. Then next thing, I'm passed out in the stew. I'm passed out. In the morning when I wake up, Bongz is mixing Fire. He's like, Muzabu, Tobu, Goo, Goo. I'm like, what is that? Oh. Like, what is that? F-R-R-E. I haven't heard my verse at that time.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm like, yo, I need to go record this.
Yeah.
I'm in Gailalap. Yo, this was last night's song.
Yeah.
Last night's song. Yo, this is crazy. Yo. I was like, yo, man, this sounds like a banger. Oh, man, this is heavy. And it was supposed to be, obviously, like my single. And, it was supposed to be mine. And then at the time, Les was about to drop, like in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then Lance heard the record.
Ish.
I pulled up on me like, listen, let's have a chat about this record. I said, what is it? He's like, yo,
Lance, man.
Since Les is about to drop, let's handle it on the homies album. Ish. And you are also in it anyway.
Yay.
So we'll just push and like, you know, we'll get your name bigger. You know, he sold me the story. I was like, you know, Les is my homie. Let's get it. I'm also part of the song. It's not like my publishing will be Les, but it's just that my imprint is not Mugs featuring Les.
Exactly.
The imprint is different.
Now
it's
Les
featuring Mugs. But, Bongz. And, but it was supposed to be my joint. It was going to be like, you
wow,
know,
man.
My shade of like my first thing. Yeah, wow. But yeah, man,
Fire
did things for us, man. Like even Lance took out like 100,000 for the video. That's why we had Fire and all these things. And at that time, 100,000 unheard of.
Yeah. No. For video.
It was unheard of. Yeah,
but you paid for it in the end.
Yeah.
So do you owe him?
He got his money back and some. Yeah.
But isn't it crazy how that sound is still relevant right now, bro?
That's why when like people listen to like Drake's album and they say it's a classic already, like no, that's not how classics work.
Yes.
Classics, you need to give it time. After some time and you're still pumping it and that thing sounds still as good, then it's a classic.
Yes.
It's like, yo, this thing is a classic, you know? So it was like, one of those God blessed songs.
God pulled up there, bro. So what's your take on, you've been seeing these conversations lately, people saying hip hop is dead.
It's dead. Yo, yeah, I actually had some problems with that recently. So like, I know you haven't even asked the question, but I know where you're going.
Yeah, no. What's your take?
Yeah, so like the other day, right? I dropped my joint, right? On 3rd of September, and hip hop is like coming out in droves this time because hip hop hasn't dropped in a while.
Mm.
So on the 3rd of September, then like all of a sudden,
boom, boom, boom,
everyone is dropping. All right. Okay. Hip hop is alive, yo Moor.
Yeah.
That's all I tweeted that. Hip hop is alive, yo Moor. I had no idea. I'm hardly on social media.
Yeah.
I had no idea that the week prior, people were talking about hip hop is dead.
Mm.
You know, now that yo Moor, yo, the Casper fans came for me.
Oh, for real?
They're like, yo, are you talking about Casper? He said hip hop is dead. I'm like, I didn't even know he said that.
I'm not even on this shit.
I'm not even on this shit. And you know what I mean? And like, and I was just disappointed with the way Casper handled it, but you know, it's cool because I thought me and the homie were cool.
Mm. What did
he
say?
But the way he like handled it, you know, because I said like, because of like all that, I even tagged him on the thing. I said, what are you guys talking about? I'm not talking about Casper. And I know that because I'm verified and he's verified, it comes straight to your phone.
Yeah.
So I know he saw it. I know he saw it for sure. I know he saw it.
Yeah.
But he didn't like respond to me, treated me like a fan. But anyway,
wow.
He didn't respond, right? And then secondly, then he like tweets that, you know, niggas are mad coming out of retirement, short niggas talking tall, some shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is homie on, dog? What is he on? Because I wasn't even talking to him. I wasn't even, you know what I mean? I wasn't even there.
Minding
I didn't even think
business.
Of him. Like, I was minding my own shit. Like, I'm just happy that hip hop is doing his thing. There's so much high activity on that day. Like, everybody's dropping. What AK was dropping, I was dropping, Younger's dropping, Kid X is dropping. So many people dropped that day. You know what I mean? And I'm like saying hip hop is alive. Then all of a sudden, I'm being condemned. And then the homies throwing shots at these things. I was very highly disappointed with that. But it's cool, man. It ain't.
So you're not gonna have a bri with him anytime soon.
A bri? No, I'm cool. I mean, like, look, like, I like his team, like Abu Tili.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with them hard. Those are like, you know, my boys. So I wouldn't like wanna, you know, kind of like stir the pot.
Yeah.
But if it came my way,
shit,
I shoot back. I'm a shooter.
Nigga, you've been in jail.
I'm a shooter.
For 2 days.
I don't think any rapper wants to take you on lyrically.
But it's all.
what did you think of the AKA Costa Tisch? Did they drop an album or was an EP? What is it?
Oh, they dropped an EP. It looks like an EP. It's called EP, Welcome.
Yeah.
What did you think, Zo?
It's okay. I'm not feeling it though. I'm not feeling it. There's this line. You're a rapper known for hot punchlines, right? Costa Teach says, teach stack paper, I'm a stapler. Out of 10, that's mine. Is that a whack line or is that a dope line? He says, teach stack paper, I'm a stapler. It's on Static. There's a song called Static on the album.
Where this is going.
There's a song called Static on the album.
You're trying to get me in trouble, so
no, bro. You're a rapper. Like, punchlines are just woo.
No, I mean, everything is like relative. I've heard pretty.
Just give me some political
crazy
answer.
Stuff, you know, and some of them are my homies too. But I've heard like stuff like a Vienna in a roll. I'm hot dog, you know. And you're like, yeah, that's crazy, homie.
It's cool. Vienna in a roll. I'm hot dog. Trash.
And you're like, okay, I
toss
know,
it to
I
Austria. Vienna. She just whack. Toss it to Austria. Okay, but so out of 10, yeah. Teach stack paper. I'm a stapler.
You forgot to say
no,
I'm a
I like Costa, man. I like his swag. I like his vibes, man. I don't wanna don't make me be all negative.
No, you're negative. We are critiquing a line, a bar.
Yeah, it's not the finest. It's not his finest work.
His finest work.
Yeah.
Right.
Who are you fucking with, bro? Give me your top five. Yeah.
Like in SA?
Yeah,
generally. In SA, I like a lot of dudes, man. I like Reese. I like Nasty.
Oh, you know, people say Reese is like a young version of you, ne?
Oh, do they say that?
Yeah.
I heard that, but yeah. Man, I like the homie. I just think like the lyrical prowess is too much. Nasty, too much. Who else do I like? I like dudes, man. I like Keen and stuff. Mm. I mean, some of them are my friends. It's like obvious for me to say
L.E.S.
or
whatever.
Top five of all time. Give me a top five of all time.
Of all time in the game?
Yeah, in the game.
You know, obviously, my number one has to be Pro.
Oh, yes.
You know, because I experienced what dopeness was, and it made me doper because I was right next to the flaming fire of dopeness. Yeah. You know, I watched Pro switch from English to Vanek. His first verse, he came to my crib and like, Vanam.
Also, Pryor was an English rapper.
Yeah, he was like, you know, battling, you know, he was an English rapper. Clean, English, clean.
Okay.
And then he's like, yo, mfana ngibhale ivesi 11 neck, mfana ngicela uzolisa. Hi, clean, zwakala, boy, hi, clean. Comes to the crib.
Yeah. Bitch,
first four lines. Lizzie Zama King, a Hereza Bog, Ayabu Chizisa, finger on the trigger, chinga finger, banga squeezisa. Fetch!
Yes.
I was like,
where's
yo, first of all.
Hey, Gangani. Gangani, so I'm alive.
I just couldn't believe it because he had everything in there, like the schemes. He wasn't compromising, he wasn't dumbing down.
Yes.
It was still as dope as the English stuff, mm-hmm. just in Vanek.
Even with
and I was like, and also, like, you know, the like, it's Otsital. I didn't heard like person spit like it's Otsital like that, you know. I was like, no, this is levels now. He scared me a little bit. Like, aye, boy, aye, you gotta stick to this. Aye, it's like I'm fanang neli nyala penli. I feeling yawa practice ngi tay. Fana, this is it, Joe. Njaya Maya, you gotta stick to this. I'm fana. Next thing he did, he fed a focal. Yeah, that's where that verse came from. That's his first Vanek verse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his first joint. And listen how dope those things are.
Yeah.
And that was his first joints, dude. And I was like, nah, this guy's a freak of nature. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So yeah, man, I was right there. So with Pro, man, my reverence for the homie is just too much. You know what
you
I mean?
Don't write for anybody, no? You've never written for anyone.
I do.
Oh yeah,
I do, Shem. You know, I don't want to say people's names, but
you can't say.
Wait, so if you're not saying the names, are you trying to say you're not in the credits? Because if you're in the credits, it's public knowledge. It's not a secret.
Mm. No, but at times in the credits, you don't know. Maybe in Shai Koras, or maybe he's in a
line. Oh, your name. Oh,
but
oh,
I was yes. in Ballet the oh, whole 16. You know what I mean? So credits are just credits. But yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I do, you know, help some people.
And you don't mind? Like, it's all
no,
love
no,
for
no.
You.
I don't mind. It's actually like, what can I say? It's like, for me, it's like, let's say I'm like an actor.
Okay.
It's like, and I step into someone else's world. Oh, yeah. So for me, it also opens up my own thing because yeah. I'm like, I'm not rapping about my own stuff.
Yeah.
I can go somewhere else because this person is someone else. You know what I mean?
Give us one song. Just one.
Just one, man.
Just
one.
What's no?
That you
one
song.
One iconic verse you wrote. That's yeah. not, just that's one. Not yours. Just
no,
one.
Man. I can't like, you just know, some of them, they're like, you know, it's like deals you make with homies and they're like, I'm fine.
But you're like, you
like, no, man. You know, even now, I'm like, yeah, I've done some stuff recently for, you know, some ladies, you know.
Ladies.
Oh, ladies.
There's only five in the game, so.
pick your favorite.
Yeah, yeah,
if there's a verse you like out there, it might be mine.
All right, cool. Anyway, Coast Lady, what's been happening, man? What's been happening in the streets? What's been going on?
Talking about verses, there's a track that is out. Well, we were all anticipating it. Shein Dote Dubai. Pooming at we are.
Is that a song?
No,
yes.
She did a freestyle last night.
She did a freestyle,
and
Rockets. But that needs to be a track, though.
You think so?
Yes.
Piano goes with anything.
Exactly,
right now.
Piano, yeah, you know. In fact, Max, would you go on a piano track?
Oh, yeah.
Funny enough, I was asked this question this morning.
Oh.
I actually said I would, you know.
Okay.
You got it, bro.
It's music,
yeah, I would. Man. I mean, yeah, it's music. Like, I mean, I did Vaya, dude. That was like outside of like my hip hop thing.
As
Vaya, boom, 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 and I think I should take a boom, 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 Vaya. Goom, goom, goom. I mean, that's like the groove, and I was with Lonzanu Pori. You know what I mean? So I've worked with Pori.
So oh, to so do you're the one who writes for Pori. Okay.
No, I relax. Oh, relax. Relax.
Maybe when he writes, he goes by his real name. Eh? What's your real name, Meg?
Oh, Makubane Matuman.
Makubane,
Meg.
No, this is 1+1 equals 11. This one. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, 11. No, I said 2.
You know what I don't understand about hip hop? Yo. People that love hip hop, bro, it's a cult, that thing, eh?
Yeah.
They worship that thing, they will die for
lifestyle,
that thing.
Serious.
You know what I mean? And for me, like, I'm not a hip hop cat, it's just music. You know,
true.
If I like a song, whether it's hip hop or techno or whatever, if a good song is good, I love it.
Yeah.
I just love music,
that's
right?
That's me, dude.
So, why is it that hip hop cats would rather glorify something that's not ours? When we have a genre that finally the world wants to hear and is truly ours, authentically from here, no one knows, and no one can claim it except us, we finally have a voice. So why not embrace this song?
That's you got a point.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm personally for it. You know what I mean? That's why like when like people like hating on Reason, I'm like, why are you hating on Reason? Like what? Unless he's whack on it. But he's not whack.
Yes.
He's dope. He's dope in it. So don't hate on the homie. Let him, you know, let him do his thing and like flourish.
Imagine some guy in Chicago saying, no, I'm a piano head. Mm. Some guy in LA or ATL.
Piano is the vibe. That's like one of our brilliant exports in terms of like the country, you know what I mean? Like the whole world is loving it. You can even see like there's even Afro piano now.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying they are because of that groove, look, drum.
You didn't finish your top five.
I'm a fan of Pro.
Number one.
Yeah, who else, man? I said, even some of the new guys, I will add them. My top five.
Nah, this is your top five, bro.
The thing is, let me tell you something. I'm one of those guys, like, if you ask me, what's your best movie? I don't have an answer.
I like a lot of artists for different things.
You know what I mean? Some of them, it's not just bars. I don't expect you to just be a rapper with bars. Sometimes I like, you know, the cadence. I like, you know, how you make the music, the groove. Like, you know, you got a nice thing.
Okay, last song you listened to and you wish it was yours.
Oh yeah.
That's what I listened to and I wish it was mine. Yo, that's another tough one, bro.
Nah.
Do you know which song I love?
Which
you
one?
Guys will be surprised. Yeah. Impilo as a sentin.
Ah,
oh. It's my jam.
That is. I wish in life. I wish I'd met Mpura. I feel like I could have probably made like one magic song on Mpura because his energy, and he's like a, you know, a Soweto guy, so I can just feel his energy. You know, even like, you know, like. Yeah. The topic that he chose.
That's a
for,
classic.
Yeah, Impilo has a sentin. I hope it wins, like, you know, Abo Song of the Year or something.
It deserves it.
No, it won't. It's one of those songs that's not like, it's not hypey, it's not clubby. It's not,
because it doesn't make you dance.
Yes, yeah, but if you like, listen to it, like, you'll be listening to it for the next 5 years.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah, true. It's a very, and also like the topic.
Yeah.
Everyone can
relate.
Dog, this is what I love. You know, these are like true stories that, you know, people experience. I love shit like that. I know that hip hop, really, we embellish a lot of stuff. Everything is exaggerated. I pull up in the Ferrari, 10 bitches. lies.
That's how you came in an Uber.
You know, lies. But, you know, I always love when people are like genuine to their environment and stories. I'm always for that. Like, even like the new guys who are rapping, I said, boys, you can do your thing. Rap in English, trap all you want. But tell us your real stories.
Yeah. MT does that really well.
Yeah, tell us your real stories. Yeah. Don't come here and tell me a story from a guy from New York or Atlanta and disguise it. No, I can tell it's not your story. It doesn't sound authentic. Right. Tell me your story and I will pump you all day. Trap all you want. Do whatever. Yeah. Just be genuine.
Fuck mugs,
authentic.
Man. Yeah, just a guy, see?
Nah, it's a hood.
I always thought you were like a North God type of
guy. I'm not a bit of a see, then, you know. Then I went to like Model C school, so I got, you know, the experience of both lives.
Thank
God. So that's why mong tolang say North nya blender. I stick out. I do stick out, but nya blender.
What else has been happening, Ghostly?
All right, now on other news, guys.
Oh, before you go, did you see they were dragging Kanye Mbao saying that on Twitter, saying that if that was the other way around, where a guy left
her.
You know, and she was there on her Insta stories crying.
Yeah.
Ungshile.
The guy would have been cancelled. No gigs. Yes.
Thank you. It wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be funny if the guy went on stage.
I'm sure you're used to that, but you know what I mean?
What, being cancelled?
Man, this is
not no gigs.
No, I'm kidding, man. As long as I'm on the mile.
Oh, are you dissing me with that?
Nah, fuck
me, cheese.
Fuck him, man.
Thanks, guys.
But when was your last gig, Phil?
A while.
You see? I'm not lying, but I'm not capping.
But it hasn't been that active,
lockdown.
Though.
No,
but
yeah,
now, right?
That's because of like lockdown and I'm also fair to myself. I'm a realist. The reason sometimes you don't do gigs is because maybe I don't have anything recent.
Inactivity.
Yeah, hip hop has been also like, you know, like under the radar right now.
Yeah.
It has been like piano killing everything. Like even the guys who get gigs are like the really, really big names. It's not just anybody getting gigs. So like artists can be out there faking it, but no.
Yeah, you're right.
It's only like the big ones.
You just have to check the flyers. It's just piano one way.
It's just piano one way. So that's why I also say it's up to hip hop to kind of change, you know, the narrative and do it its own way. You can't fight Ama Piano because they are successful. You do your own thing.
Pinduka, imagine one night with mugs, all those hits back to back. Shit, that would be dope.
Yeah,
I mean, you got songs with Pro, Celebrate.
Hey.
That's one of my favorite songs.
The other day, I cried listening to that joint.
That's our beautiful song.
I cried because of the homie. The like, yo, man, the memories that, you know, like these things carry. You know, they're very different now. No, the music has a different meaning because Pro is no more.
It changes. Yeah,
you know, so it's the way like I also hear him is different.
After Mura passed,
it's so... It's messed up how the homies went. And when they were starting to light up.
Come back again.
And it's like, dude. But, I mean, that's life. We can't question God and his moves. But, it's just
sad for us.
You remember
the last time you saw Pro?
Yeah. I remember last time I saw Pro. We're doing a gig together. Funny enough, we're booked in the same gig. But we didn't know we were performing at the same gig.
Yeah.
So he gets there. He's with his baby mama and the baby and his brother who was just released from prison. So he was just like showing him, I'm funny, lifestyle, I met him. And then, yeah, we had a chat. We actually mixed our sets. We're like, oh, fun. We haven't performed together in a long time.
Wow.
Let's mix up my set. Just join day one. I see it. And yeah, that was actually the last time I rocked with my homie, you know? Oh, and then we did, we, like, performed. And the vibe was just too much. Man. And then we chilled. We killed a bottle or two.
Mm.
And then yeah, he left and I left. And then that was the last time I actually saw him until I caught that tragic call.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Ghost Lady, what else been happening, man?
Alrighty. No, I was interested by this story by Musam Selegu. I don't know if Max is familiar with polygamy.
Yo, that's Mnagwetu. That's my guy.
No, oh, not Mnagwetu.
Yeah. Yeah,
who is it? Yes, Mnagwetu is one of the shows. Yes. Like Uthando Nesthembu. So basically, he's looking for his fifth wife, right?
Oh, oh,
now, what intrigued me, guys, is that, like. Like when you are struggling with one, to find the right one.
Now I'm happy with one, yo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You found the one.
His high five is different.
High five.
High five.
Now, what intrigued me, guys, about like what he requires from this the fifth wife?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what he wants, ne? A financially independent woman.
Okay.
Now this has changed the game totally because I thought, you know what, if you're like you're struggling as a woman, you know, maybe you can gun for that position. Can't you know?
Mm.
So another thing is that this woman must also have her own views. So this must be someone who's intelligent, you know, be able to be, you know, articulate themselves. And guess what? Either doctor, lawyer, or academic. Yay!
No, lady.
Where is he gonna find this one?
He's gonna be a fifth wife.
Yeah, no doctor.
Would you be surprised, guys?
Nah.
Oh, jolo, guys.
A fifth wife.
The fuck? She's intelligent, got her own money, can afford her own Benz.
Guys,
what does she need from him then?
Jolo pandemic. Have
and
you seen?
And she won't even see him every day.
Have you seen? So,
did you hear Jolo? He said no lawyer's gonna plead the fifth.
Did you hear that?
No, it's a good one. Hey, you should be a rapper.
He is one. He retired.
Spinning bars, mama. Spinning bars.
What does the paper do, son?
Stay flat.
Your fifth wife. I don't know how he like handles it. It's but I mean, like, I think to be polygamist, you need to be very.
You need to be nice.
No, very nice. Boys game. It's a big boys
It's a big boys. You need to be nice. That's why sometimes I laugh. At Mnagwetu, see those little young ones struggling, trying to get second wives. You're like, homie, you ain't going nowhere.
Stop it. Just because you're a taxi driver doesn't mean you qualify for it, you know?
But if you think about it, rappers are in a polygamous relationship. It's just that the people don't know. The people they're with.
Not all of us. Sometimes you'd be surprised. Like, you know, rappers have like wives, but they talk shit on these mics. 10 hoes in my crib. But no fast.
Java vibes. Java came out with three wives.
Well, those his real wives, because he posted four women saying my wives.
Yeah.
Three.
It's three.
Well, three wives.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's
like,
crazy.
This is your colleague. You should tell us. What's up?
Yeah? Three wives.
That's crazy.
Yo.
Hey. Should I umnandi mos?
Three wives. Like, and I'm assuming then, so Lady Sama was aside.
Aish.
Love is blind, chief.
She was a shallot.
Shit. No, but dog, you've probably messed around with more than five girls at the same time. At your peak, come on,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, there were times when
get her off.
Being a
pimp was kind of like a badge, you know what I mean?
How many did you do at one time? Like the most you did?
Like girls. I never used to date, dude, but you know, I used to have our fun, you know, shows
Puff
at
the
town, you know, take a you know.
Yeah.
Wild nights at Dallas Cribs.
Yeah.
We've done things there. You have to run through pressing drive and talk.
Yeah.
How was Kanyam Mkanyisi? Was she a good lay?
Who?
Kanyam Mkanyisi.
Mkangisa.
What the hell, bro? Mkangisa. Why are you bringing shit up? Like, what the hell? What's asking?
Well, you know, what's her? I mean,
dog, what the hell? Like, I don't even know this is like public knowledge. What the fuck? What is this like? Is this like,
yeah, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Yeah. I knew. I didn't know.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that everybody knew.
No,
you
know,
I'm the type that doesn't kiss and tell a lot.
Okay, yeah. So tell us.
But people, you know, find out somehow.
Yeah. What's your good lay, though?
Ish, I was the first.
You were the first.
Yo, it's
wow. Hey, the woman that comes to me.
Hey, for real, dog.
No.
Yeah, double.
I didn't know that this was like public knowledge, but yeah.
No, we've been knowing, man.
I didn't know.
Oh. How long did the relationship last, though?
Relationship.
Yeah, with her.
Relationship.
Oh,
you don't have to be in a relationship to break one.
It was a situationship.
Oh, situationship.
It wasn't like a relationship.
Yo, you opened the floodgates for us there.
Relax. Oh, for us. Also, you also been there.
Yeah, we joined by the hip.
Oh, he's your Mnagwetu.
Hey, lastly, goes lady.
So, actually, Max, you spoke about AKA. You guys are friends, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
So, now, there was a story about, you know how Casper is taking over the show? The Bry Show? Yeah.
And shout out to Casper. He killed it.
He killed it, though. It was so beautiful.
Was it the host?
Yeah.
Dope.
No, good. Yeah.
You can't critique him on it on that all.
Yeah. So, it's been in tunes, you know?
Yeah, Miss Universe format, I think.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wow. You know, you always get skeptical when artists want to do like radio
or TV.
But he knocked it out.
So, AKA, obviously, because he was, you know, originally the guy for the Bright Show, the host, and then obviously now things turned out different with the other, what do you call them, the company that he was working with, and now he released the whole statement. And taking them to court. That thing is pending right now.
So what does he want?
It's just
exactly?
a very long... Well, I guess...
It's his IP.
Yeah.
So he's suing for money.
Yeah, wow. He's suing like the partners, I think.
Yeah.
Guys he was working with, like, but it's not the deal. I was the executive producer.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to have a say.
It's like if we took Podcast and Chill to SABC and now it's Podcast and Chill with Mags.
Yeah.
But what if he does a better job than us? So
it doesn't matter. It's still your idea.
That's what Casper did.
Me. Rather let me be behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Yes, because
the way he saw it also probably.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They did him dirty.
That's dirty, though. So it's like the way he found out, I'm sure that's what also ticked him off. But if the guy probably said with him, he probably wouldn't have minded. He probably would have made it like a one up on Casper. Like,
I own the show.
I'm your show.
Yeah. So it's like a. Yeah, man, yeah.
Which side of the fence are you on? AK or Casper, which one are you on?
In terms of what?
Like lyrically, music-wise.
Music-wise, come on. I've done so many joints with like Keenan. So, nah. You know, yeah. Keenan is like the obvious choice for me.
Nah.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah.
That guy's a beast in studio, nah?
He's super talented. And you know what I also love about him? I love how South African the homie is. You know, he doesn't compromise on his South Africanness. You know, even Venek words, he puts them in there to show. That's why I was trying to, when I tell the new rappers, look what Keenan is doing. Keenan will rap about things that right here, Santin, whatever, you know what I mean? And make it like sounds so authentically South African.
Yes,
and
true.
Yeah, I like that. And the samples he chooses, he understands the game. Young Tol, he understands like where the country comes from musically, even the house samples. So he's kind of like a music
genius.
There's one song that will do well from the album, Monatisi. Check it out from
Costa.
Costa and Alan K.
It's beautiful song. Yeah, Monatisi. That's a beautiful song. Yeah, and you can tell the songs where AKA had the influence. You know, like the sample.
But doesn't he sample too much? Yeah.
You can tell that's AKA.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't he sample too much? When is sampling too much?
No, there's no.
Yeah, no.
Is it never enough?
You're right, though. But then you can say that about Drake.
Nobody will ever say that about Americans.
Kanye.
They sample thousand times. Like, almost like some of these new songs you hear, you won't even know it's a sample until later. Where you're like, oh, they actually took that from Smang Mang's song, and they just like maybe took like maybe like the bridge.
Sometimes they cut and paste.
Yeah.
They cut and paste.
Yeah, so like, I mean, like, even hip hop is born of sampling.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't. for me, sampling is fine as long as you give new life to the music. You know what I mean? And not
me too.
Fuck it up. Give it new life.
Me too. I just feel though the sampling of old maybe house or quite the records. It's a bit. There's so much to sample, bro. There is so much. There's the Soul Brothers. There's Black Mambazo. There is. I remember Uzulu Boy sampled Kefa Semenya.
Oh yeah,
that was beautiful. You see,
so the did it.
Who
Kefa Semenya song? Was
Oh yes, even
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
You see, it's so amazing when guys go there. That song, Kefa song, right? You know. But when guys are going back to the old house songs, and it's a bit tiring to the ears. But there's so much to sample.
You're not a fan of that, clearly.
I am, but it's done so much. It to me, it's like a cheat code. To get a hit. It's
so
a cheat
much,
code.
So much by who? By Keenan or by the game?
Mm. The game. In general. The game. General. Yeah. From Tiki Tiki. And Keenan. Keenan did a whole album. It worked.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? Do you know what's the craziest thing? You will find that the songs that people are sampling now from like early 90s and the 80s, right? You'll find that those songs were actually also remakes of other songs.
Like Brenda Fassie.
You'd be amazed at how songs dangerous. Actually That's have true. New life after like a few decades. You know, especially if a song is like huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a hit and it means something for the whole world.
That's true.
Somehow after a few years, people will resample it, give it new life, and it's out there again, and the artist is living off that. Cool. They sampled your music, you know?
Can't we sample We On Fire, bro?
Let them sample it. We just want
to check. No, they must not sample. They're going to ruin it, man.
No. Imagine Blackie on it, Lucas Raps.
But that's a remix then.
Yes.
No, but yeah, they can,
it sounds like
they
a remix.
But they can do some shit. And I think, yeah, that'd be why not.
Why
I'm
not?
All for it, bro. Yeah. I'm all for it. I'm all
Reese.
For it.
Reese won't come out to collab. Come on, you know Reese. He likes living. He's this secluded. He does this whole. He's an island thing. He would never come out and
please do a song.
Be
with
on
Reese,
a song
like, for the game.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Like
you got it, bro. Whatever think, island
yeah,
is
I
that?
Think, yeah, I think. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think I would love to work with Reese on some shit. Definitely.
Cool, man. So I did you drop an EP album? Where were we?
No, a song. I dropped.
Just a song.
Yeah, just a song.
Oh, yeah.
Introducing my new vibes in Ile. You know.
Yeah.
Ile. Nale, was a twalanga tina.
Kesa.
Sabusati in the cars.
Kesa.
Tokuluva pega da.
Kesa.
It's a vibe. It's like a, you know, it's more vital. Of like a, yeah. Vital. Yeah, it's that vital thing. So, yeah, I'm planning to drop like next year early.
Nice.
Yeah, I would have dropped something 2020, but COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we had to put everything back. Like, even now, like, It's a little tricky to like drop albums because you can't really tour, you can't really like hit up clubs and do like nice numbers with them, you know, because there's like a limit, there's time thing, you know. By 10 o'clock,
you just gotta know the right spots, man.
No. I'm saying. I mean, you could. But you know how it is when everything is fully open. You know, when you like, you know, you can bring your boys out and it's like a whole party. You're doing a whole tour. You're till 2-3 in neon, you know, and then wake up next city. You know what I mean? Like those type of things. You know, you've missed that. Now it's really hard for like now. But at this, things are getting better. I hope there's no anti-vaxxers in this show. Is it anti-vaxxer?
No.
McG, you look like an anti-vaxxer.
What? No.
He who wants a jab should go for a jab.
Yeah.
You.
That's our spirit.
You an anti-vaxxer, clearly.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
You just haven't vaccinated yet.
I haven't vaccinated yet. Yeah. Yet. Capital yet.
Oh, yet. Okay.
Yeah, just
pull up. I think let me tell you something. I feel like if a lot of us get vaccinated, we'll go back to like the normal stuff. Ubonile Lonson in Denmark today. They fully opened. Everything. No restrictions.
No, they're Europe is like that.
They're back to open.
Old Trafford was
a lot of them are vaccinated. And you,
Casper,
but there's riots happening there.
Casper was at Old Trafford.
He was at Old
there's
Trafford.
There's riots.
Casper.
Yes.
You lie.
Casper was at Old Trafford.
Last night.
He watched the game yesterday. Yeah.
Oh,
he's been tweeting about his WhatsApp status. His Twitter has been on it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. He saw Ronaldo.
He saw Ronaldo.
Oh,
back at home.
Man. Now he's going to soccer.
He had
soccer news.
Who do you support for in England?
Man United.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Aren't you glad he came back, bro?
Yo, let me tell you something. Like, my girl knows how crazy I am. Yo, when it comes to like
football. CR7.
Yeah.
Sports. Yeah. I'm too much. I'm pelang pelang dlalabo FPA long tall fantasy league ngida.
Oh, you that.
Ngida with the homies, you know. Yeah. And like all these years we used to play lamajita bo ma e always and for like money, you know.
Yeah.
We do it for like okay, cool. First quarter. In first quarter you are top of the league.
Yeah.
Everybody puts in a 500, you know.
Yeah.
Second quarter, if you're top of the league, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then everybody puts like 1,000, you know what I mean? So, like, it's like, you know, it's fun for us. And, you know, you get to make money. You should see how people sweat.
Yeah.
You know, trying to make moves. Who's the worst? Who's the worst?
Yeah.
Another homie of mine, he's not in the music game, but
No, the fail of the
he's horrendous. And the thing is, he's on it, he always changes every week. It's not like he misses weeks where it's like he missed the deadline. You can see he changed players, but you can tell Ngatuzali finder. He doesn't know who in the zoo, who's hard right now.
Hey, shit. You know what someone told me?
Yeah.
Kabel Mabelan.
Ah, that's one of my legends.
Yeah, I was having lunch with him and he was telling me that how dope would it have been?
Wow.
Had Messi gone to Man City.
That's what I said.
Yay!
I feel like Messi played his legacy by going to like Farmers League.
Yeah.
That's a Farmers League,
it's
man. Farmers league. Tell me about French League, yo.
Yeah. But imagine you went to Man City. Imagine the derby,
that's what we wanted, like a competition.
Would have been. And Messi was supposed to come to Man City like two seasons ago.
He could have.
I just think,
but he also played his friend Aguero.
Aguero
is like, yo, I'm coming to you, brother. I'm excited here. And then he's like, I am out. Shit, left you there with all those troubles.
All right, Max, man. Yeah. Appreciate you long time. Thank you so much for coming through, man. This
pleasure,
has been
man.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been real out here enjoying this grandeur.
How do you
pronounce it?
Grandeur. Do you think it looks like Casper's bottle?
Oh yes, Biliato.
With the white thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. I mean, I think it's the colors that could kind of bring it closer.
Mm.
But if maybe. You know, there were different colors. People wouldn't think they are really, really the same.
Yeah, but people acting like I'm the first person to come up with a white bottle.
A white bottle with gold. It does know.
Oh, so I should look at that Biliato thing.
MacGyver, you did a lot of things first,
you
know? MacGyver did a lot of things
first. Except for Kanye Mkhangi, sir.
Hey!
Here's my
Don't hire me for this.
I was sampling.
Paying homage.
Laying foundation. Laying the foundation.
Oh man, we are here podcasting. Cheer, Ghost Lady.
It's been beautiful, guys. Thank you so much, Mags.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks, Mags.
Anything else?
Nah, nothing else.
Oh yeah, shit. Hey, I'm getting a lot of gigs lately, man.
Oh shit.
Are you out there?
What are you doing?
We're gonna find you.
Yeah, I'm DJing.
Okay, dope.
So this weekend.
Yo, we're doing the weekend thing. we're back on radio. Catch Rang G this weekend. Catch Sopendua and Panyaza. So where to? Shit.
Are you gonna announce where you're gonna be?
Yeah, I'm at Blue Room in Pretoria.
Hey, Blue Room, guys.
Yeah. This
Blue Room is still alive. That's it's been there for years.
Yes.
It survived COVID and everything.
Yeah.
That's what's up. It's like a lot of businesses closed down.
Hey,
like,
dog, did you see?
Yo, COVID devastated a lot of livelihoods, dog.
You know which one hurt the most? Stones in Melville.
Stones is closed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stones is closed.
Yeah.
Yo.
No, I says no.
It reopened.
Jay's there.
Jason, where is Jason?
Jason reopened.
Yeah,
oh, it reopened.
That's good.
Jason is still there.
Oh, that's because they got that money, huh? That the government, about our government, they need to hold us down a bit better, man. I'm an artist. I need safaris.
I pray these artists who got money.
Yeah, that's why, like, hey, man, that's why it's like some of it is
money
like.
Ball.
No, let me tell you something.
The ghostwriters were not covered.
The government.
The ghostwriters fund is not there.
Sorry, man, you're saying.
It goes to all of you.
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes I do feel like there has been a lot of, like, mismanagement of funds, you know? Let's say there's, like, you have a million.
Yeah.
People cannot exaggerate and say they need a million to survive.
Because
you ain't kicking, you just need food, right?
That's
to survive. So why gives one artist a million instead of giving 10 artists 100,000?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that way you're spreading it and everybody can get to eat and see the next month properly. You know what I mean? But this whole thing is like, as a, you know, because I'm a friend of this guy and this guy is a friend of this guy, they give certain people a lot of money and certain people nothing.
But that's because we live in a capitalist world. Everybody's just greedy, bro.
Literally, dog.
Same thing we were saying with the labels. Everybody just wants to eat.
Every man for himself.
Yeah. So when they're there, they're not thinking about mugs. They're not thinking about you, bro.
I know, it's sad.
They're thinking about filling up their plates for filling up mugs.
Yeah, but those things also add to like these crime things that are going on here. If people ate better, there wouldn't be as much crime as there is right now.
It's literally that simple.
Is this that simple, dude? And our unemployment is way too high.
Yeah.
Way too high for the Africa's leading country. And our employment is like 25% or something. It's insane. Do you know, like other like countries, you'll hear 8% and they're already panicking. Unemployment is on 8%. Oh, we're panicking. We need to bring it down to 5.
Yeah.
You're like, how are we surviving on 25%? Yeah. That is it's why there's so much crime and there's so much youth drug abuse because of such things. And the government is just sitting on this money, making sure they're getting fed. And it's like, yo, help the people out. It's okay. The people got you. Just help them out a little bit when they need stuff.
But
don't just help a selected few. Help everyone.
But it's a new world now. You can literally, if you're unemployed, you can literally start something on YouTube tomorrow.
But Matavi, it's not as easy as that.
I need to tell him something. He actually, by him saying that, he's kind of like disrespecting his own talent. Because it takes talent to do this shit.
Exactly.
And then just wake up and like, it's let me go to fucking thing and then start a YouTube.
How many fuck are you? You must tell that to the left.
Exactly.
Hey, what's going on? That thing of
I know you guys have like a beef, like a podcast.
He's trying to start one. He's trying to start
like a podcast. It's for fun. I'm like, we come cool with it. No, man, fuck that. Watch out here.
Look, we've been in the game for a long, man. You know, it's entertainment.
Yeah, it's for fun. Don't worry. McG is down. I'm just saying, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, things could be way better in this country, but
yeah.
I think the people in charge sometimes. And look, we are, a lot of us are ANC people. And I know it's cool now to hate them because of social media and what they're not doing. But a lot of us grew up on like ANC and we understand where they took the country from A to B. And because they think we have their backs 1,000%, that's why they feel maybe they can get away with doing certain shit. And we, as a country, we need to do something. You know,
so will you continue to vote for ANC?
Excuse me?
Will you continue to vote for ANC?
The thing is, the other alternatives are also not that great.
That's true.
That's my problem. That's the alternatives are not great.
Which means you'll then vote for ANC.
ANC is horrible, but they at least do some good stuff. Those are good policies, at least for me. Mm. But in terms of like the other corruption stuff, they can get rid of that. But when I look at like the other political parties, there's always find something slightly not to my taste. You know, whether maybe the other one is too militant and, you know, the language is like, no, bro, you're going to take us back to the old stuff with this kind of language. We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? As much as, you know what I mean? And then the other one, you feel like once they get in power, black man for himself.
Yeah.
That's how you feel. So that's why, like, we don't have options. We don't have options.
The only option is to work together, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
All we have, bro. The government doesn't give a. We can't. The government's not going
to
do
first
shit.
First of all, the ANC needs to revamp the youth league.
Mm.
They need a new youth league that represents the current youth, not
and a cabinet from also there. A new cabinet too.
Yeah.
With young blood and by young
new ideas.
Yeah, like 40s, literally. If everybody was 40, maybe, you know what I mean. The guys are ancient. They 80, 60-year-old. You know what I mean. They out of touch completely. So it's not even a youth league because like they can put
leader.
The kids there.
How old are you,
bro?
ANC youth are like 48.
And put some young guys and that can also help them with their social. They don't even understand how they are getting destroyed on social media.
Yeah.
No one in the ANC is aware.
They don't know.
You're not aware. Who's the president? How people are disparaging you badly out there. Like,
who's the president
something
of the youth league?
It's that guy who lost weight. Is he still that guy? Malema used to tease him, call him Oros. They decided to tease weight. What's his name?
It's an image
no
change.
No one knows that guy's
that's
name.
Exactly
he rebranded
because it's not relevant to
yeah,
the youth.
The fact that we can't even like pick up his name that quick.
Colin
say something.
Colin Manye.
Colin Manye.
Is it Maine?
M-A-N-Y-E. Maine.
Yeah, Maine. Yes, it's him.
Okay, let's see how old he is.
It's Maine. Hey.
He's right. That's how I probably would have pronounced it the first time. Yeah. Maine. Then I'll be like, no, it's Maine. This is Maine.
Yeah, it's
probably
Colin Maine. Maine. He used to. I don't know if he still is, but yeah, he's like the last one that I remember.
Let's see how old
you don't
is.
Remember these guys. They're not relevant. The youth does not even know. Let's and he's like in his 40s.
The last one I knew was of Figile Mbalula, and I don't know.
Ah, what about Malema?
Malema.
I mean, Malema came after Figile.
Yeah, Figile after, yeah.
He's 35 years.
Aye, no way. He's not 35.
Oh, in 2018, the alleged was above 35 years. Therefore, he could be in his late 30s or early 40s.
Ooh, that was 2018 even.
2018, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, man.
Yeah, man.
Colin Maine is definitely government 35. Is better.
No, how was it voting during apartheid?
Fuck off.
Guys, you see, the thing is, Max, he's got a baby face.
How old do you think I am?
How old are you, Max? How old are you?
Look at me.
Nah, man, you're probably like 38 or something.
38, yeah?
Nah. Real niggas, no. I'm it's actually my birthday this month. On the
20th, shit.
Oh.
20th of September.
You don't have a beard or do you just
Virgo.
Clean shave? What's up?
Virgo's alive, huh?
Nah,
like you clean shave, what's
hair.
Up? Like, oh, you just never had facial
he
hair.
He doesn't have.
Yeah, no, I clean shave. You can see. You're cooler. You can see, man. I clean
nah,
shave.
You know, mustache, yeah, but that's not next.
Ah, you're cooler.
I keep
it clean.
I'm a baby face.
But you look 25.
Funny enough, can I tell you something?
Yeah,
I used
yeah,
to hate
looks,
my baby
yeah.
face growing up because like same. I'd be at the, like the club and same, niggas would be bouncing me, embarrassing me and shit. I need to carry my ID and all types of shit. It's be so embarrassing. But now that I'm a seasoned guy, you know, then I'm like, I appreciate this baby face. Because it keeps me amongst the youth.
They still ask for MacGyver for his ID.
They still ask for your ID.
Yeah, at Rockets.
For real.
Yeah. And the other day we were shooting Cavalier Rockets and the owner's like, oh, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate you, whatever you need. Well, I'm like, okay, cool. Would it be nice when your bouncers ask for my ID? For you to say this. Yeah, because you look like 25, 26, but yeah, man.
Nah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We got to keep it like that. And they say, Apuza. Sometimes it's just good genes. People will tell you skin routine. Ayiko.
Yeah.
Good genes. That's it.
But you actually look like Oscar Mbo a bit.
Aibo.
Nah.
Nah.
Doesn't look like
Oscar Mbo. Oscar Mbo.
No, he doesn't look like Oscar Mbo.
I've been told, that's the first time I heard. I've been told I look like Kabelo. I've been told I look like Jada Kiss.
Yeah, you do look like Jada Kiss.
And
Jada Kiss and Kabelo, obviously,
ago.
They know they're long, like, you know, long lost twins. But yeah, you do look like, not Oscar
Mbo. And also fans used to confuse me with Cooley. Sometimes.
Cooley China.
For real. They confuse me and so.
You know, it's Tombe, sharp.
They confuse me and so they think he's Mac G. Some people.
Yeah, some people. Yeah, when I go, sometimes like, Mac G.
Mac G. Imagine.
Like, hey, no, what do you mean? I play along. I don't even tell them who I am. Who I am is on 40. And that's how I am. Hey, no, what do you mean?
Oh, man, we are here. Podcast and chill.
It's been great. Peace.
Thank you. Endo. Bye,
yo, what's happening? Thank you so much, chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And yeah. Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like. Right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Me then, eh? To paint me. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you though so much. Last one?
Yeah.
Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron, if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.